Tantor Audio presents Bewitched, Bothered, and Biscotti by Bailey Cates, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1.
That was delicious.
Declan McCarthy leaned back on his elbows and looked up through the branches of the live oak arching overhead. His eyes reflected the electric blue of the clear October sky.
Even if you do say so yourself, I said.
He blinked slowly.
I could take a nap right now.
Mungo, my Cairn Terrier, sighed his agreement. I slapped my human companion lightly on the knee. It's only 9 a.m., lazy bones.
Not my fault you insisted on a breakfast picnic, Katie.
Well, it's your fault for bringing so much food.
Declan did all of the cooking for the crew when he was on duty at the firehouse. Right now he was on days off, and when he'd offered to put together a Saturday morning nosh for the two of us, I leaped at the chance. I spent so much time in the kitchen of the Honeybee Bakery that a morning off was pure heaven. Not that I didn't love my work. Declan had packed up a culinary extravaganza of low country breakfast shrimp, tasso ham and cheese grits, flaky buttermilk biscuits slathered with butter and peach jam, and a thermos of freshly squeezed orange juice. Mungo had sampled all but the last with the verve of the canine gourmet that he was. On my way to meet Declan in the park-like setting of Johnson Square, I'd stopped by the Honeybee and grabbed a couple of dark roast coffees and some pumpkin spice cookies for, God help me, dessert. Now, stuffed to the gills, I stretched out on the quilt. It's been hot for this time of year, don't you think? Not that I'd lived in Savannah the previous October, but it seemed like the sticky heat was going to go on forever.